So I'm going to loan you my pistol for the weekend, assuming that we know a month beforehand you want to borrow my pistol on that, so that then I go through this, we go through this process, you get the permit to purchase, which actually is an authorization to loan. And we go through this, and then when I get it back, when you return it to me, when you return it to me, we got to go through the permit to return.
Why don't you handle that just by the ID card situation? No one shall loan, no one shall loan on a temporary basis to a person who does not have a firearms ID card, and let that take care of the temporary situation, period.
Yeah, that's probably the only reasonable basis, because we're gonna, he can't even get it back to me on my own. So we got through this.
What would you do, with the guy who borrowed the gun was gonna re-deliver it to the guy who owned it?
You know what a guy like Dave Frost would do? He'd get one of his buddies, and they'd get a pistol, and every 10 days, they'd transfer that thing back and forth, just loaning it back and forth to each other, so that file in the state police office can grow and grow and grow and grow on that damn gun. When you did.
Yeah, but you almost couldn't blame them for something this complicated. I mean, it's an
over-bureaucracy.
Well, it overcomplicates what you're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but frankly,
well,
I think your suggestion's a good one. The only thing that's wrong with it, from our standpoint, is that it means that this commission is going to have to devise a form, and we're going to have to write it into the statute, and we're going to have to say where it's going to be perforated, and what kind of colored copies, and who's going to do what with each copy. Whereas the way that we've drafted this,
we're going to leave
it up to the state police to provide a form that accomplishes what we said it should accomplish.
Of course, I would think also, as a practical matter, like given nobody knows how many guns, but using those figures in the President's Commission report, somewhere between 90 and 200 million guns, assuming that those figures are somewhere valid, that'd mean somewhere between 1 and 2 million guns in Oregon. I can't imagine, if it becomes a registry, that they're not going to want some way to crank it into a computer kind of a deal. Mm-hmm. In which event, the form that you use or the so on could very well be
really
be determined on that kind of a basis.
Yeah, that's a good
what
point.
What we want is that everybody, talking strictly about handguns, that everybody have an identification card. In other words, that he have a permit, a license to own or possess, use a handgun. Then we want the handgun, and that applies to everything, but we want the handgun registered. And every transfer of ownership registered.
Right.
So what we do is we make it against the law to sell to somebody who doesn't have an identification card, or to buy without having a registered identification card. And then within a certain period of time, or at the time of the transaction, the guy has got to then register it.
Does that have an other world type of feeling to it?
Well,
I just position, Dave, because you don't give a damn.
Listen, I'll say this, though. Now, we were told by the Kennedy Action Corps, the House Bill 1546 was model legislation for gun control. And it doesn't even begin, not that I'm saying that this draft that we have before you is so great, but at least it attempts to solve some problems that aren't even discussed in this bill.
Well, here's what...
And I reckon, Don, that this isn't something that we have been dealing with for years, that we can just kind of modify what we've already had.
Well, that's right.
It's something
Well, it seems to me, though, clear, it's here just 20 minutes after 4, we have it for 3 hours, and as a practical matter, we're just not getting anywhere.
Well, no, I ain't.
So, and because of our time factor involved, of the having to report back to the commission, it just seems to me that the only thing we're going to be able to report back to them is that there's a host of practical problems that only Representative Frost envisioned.
Oh, I like that. Put that in the minutes.
and that he's been content to watch the rest of us struggle with those problems, contributing only sardonic asides.
Well, now we have another draft that we've kept in the bushes here. frankly, it's more restrictive than what we've got before you. But we were trying to. Roger took one approach, and I took another. And what you have?
Well, we know who's got pushed first. Huh?
So what you have before you is my approach, but Roger has a good draft here. But frankly, I felt it was too restrictive. It may solve some of the objections you have to the draft that we've been talking about. But I'll tell you this: if you examine this New Jersey law. That's it. I mean, I don't know how many pages it is. It goes from 480 to 508. You have 28 pages of statutes involving gun control. And they're extremely complicated. And Massachusetts is even worse. Now, these are states that everybody says are model states for gun registration. And by the time you wade through there, I defy any law enforcement officer to know what he's supposed to do under it. I really can't imagine. And particularly now, New Jersey is a different state. I recognize that than Oregon, different in many ways. But if you have to have a statute or a set of statutes like Massachusetts in order to achieve what you want to do, maybe you achieve it because the statutes are so complicated that they're so repressive that everybody just gives up and says, to hell with it, I'm not going to even have a gun. Maybe that, maybe you accomplish your goal. What we were trying to do was to simplify it as much as we could.
Everybody has a gun and nobody knows.
Still accomplish what you wanted to do.
But there is no simple way to do it.
No, there isn't.
My draft, as a matter of fact, is considerably longer, and it has holes in it. I use Frank's approach. So everybody that owns a firearm has to have a license, and every time, if you own a handgun, it has to be registered, and every handgun transfer has to be re-registered.
We haven't even got to Section 6, and that's where the fun really begins. You suppose it's analogous to the dram shop law, that a physician that certifies that a person is cured and that person then kills someone else, would the physician be liable for a certification?
Well,
age of 15 years, that no one can hunt 15 years of age and under, can you imagine what that's going to do?
Actually, on this sub 2 though, this is, I think, a much better approach than Don took than most of the other states, because they have an effect is the battle of the doctors. You have an appeal procedure whereby you can appeal a denial on one of these bases, and you can, in effect, bring your doctors in and say you're sane and argue with the state doctors who say you're not.
Is a person in a state hospital on a voluntary commitment confined?
Yeah.
Is he really? He can walk away whenever he wants to.
As soon as he's off the grounds, he's no longer confined.
While he's there, he's confined, I would think.
No, he's not confined in a voluntary commitment. Sure. He can walk away from the place whenever he wants to.
No, he can't. Not
sure
for 30 days.
No, yes, he can. That's why they won't take them down there on a voluntary commitment for.
Well, I think there's no other solution than to report back to the next commission that we find a host of problems and mechanical problems and the time doesn't permit us to get a draft back to them. I think that
when's
most
the next commission meeting?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
I would
next
say
Friday.
The
and Saturday.
Best, is there any chance of getting the minutes out? Well, the only reason I say that is I think the minutes, if they're as accurate as they usually are, assuming they I delete a few of Frost's choicer remarks. If they're as accurate as they usually are, I think they'll very quickly bring home to the full commission the mechanical and practical problems that none of us have discussed up to this time. And certainly none of the discussion the last commission meeting was on this base. We were all talking about philosophy.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure, and it sounds great. Start getting down to the hammers and tacks, and boy,
yeah,
it's...
Right. Well, it's no question. It's a darn tough area, and we're not going to solve it here today.
And contrary to what it may appear, I have an intention of trying to make this unworkable. I was...
That's just a serendipity.
Really, I mean...
Yeah, I realize you can blame this on the lack of time. I mean, I don't think that you'd have... if we hadn't had been having a subcommittee meeting today and you hadn't been directed last Friday to come up with, or Thursday when it was, to come up with something, we probably wouldn't be having a subcommittee meeting today on this yet. You wouldn't be ready for it.
Well, of course, I'm not so sure it would be any better if we worked on it for
weeks. These problems you mentioned, they're going to be there whether you've got 3 weeks or 6 weeks to draft them. And
because we had enough time, we had ample time to see what these other states had and examine some of these statistics and critiques and whatnot. And
well,
I'd say
it's
this:
it's tough when you can't plagiarize, isn't it?
If there is a chance
it
of
is.
Getting the minutes out, I hope we could. If not, why, we'll just have to report to them I hope you'll schedule that for Friday, because I'm not going to be here on the Saturday session, and I want to. I don't know what the commission is going to want to do, but...
Well, we've listed on the agenda with an asterisk saying that it's subject to subcommittee action, because I didn't know whether we were going to be ready to send anything to the commission or not.
Well, it's clear we're not going to be ready to send anything to the subcommission, but to the full commission, but I think the full commission ought to take enough time, maybe, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes, at least to convey to them the nature of these problems that we've been thrashing, because
what we're going to get into.
Stand an offer to any of the other subcommittees.
The problem with that. The problem with that is we're going to get into a drafting session, in effect, with the whole commission.
No,
and we'll spend a day on.
No, I don't
on
propose
like
that. But I don't propose that. But to simply say to them that.
We're not ready, and don't expect it next week.
We're not
week.
Ready, and furthermore, some of these mechanical problems in themselves raise real policy questions, which we may ultimately have to refer back to them. Seems to me. But particularly this one about the Fifth Amendment thing that we were talking about on Section 4, I think that's a terribly difficult.
But I submit that this is a more workable law than House Bill 1546.
Well, having really gone through this carefully, I'd agree with you, sure.
Because I think House Bill 1546 was more theory. Really.
Well, and for example, they say in there that the state police shall seize the weapons. Well, I stayed away from that sort of thing. I didn't want any seizure provisions here, although I felt that we could write into it a forfeiture provision, if you wanted it, after a conviction for violation. I mean, there you've got some due process involved, at least, where the man's had a trial, and the court then could order forfeiture of the gun. But this bill here, just without any guidelines at all, it says that if you don't have a permit, the state police shall seize the weapon. And
that's a real problem when you have a Washington County rancher who owns a number of guns and has for years, and he applies for license and it's denied. Maybe he was in a mental hospital 20 years ago. You ask him to please bring his guns in, he doesn't do it. They'll send the state police out on his property to seize his guns.
Without a warrant?
Well,
without some steel armor to protect them.
But I hate to go back to the commission and say, well, we can't do this. You know, I really.
I don't say that, but
And I hate to leave you with the impression that the staff, given two or three more weeks, can solve these problems, because
no, I don't.
I tell you, it sounds negative, and I'll admit I've been against this whole idea, but there are just so damn many difficulties involved in applying these things that we can't find any answers for it. You know, even in these so-called model states, they just don't answer these questions for it. I hate to see us hung up because we're to the point now. You see, we don't have very many articles left, but this is going. We still have all of Roger's basic firearms draft, which has some very important criminal statutes in it relating to firearms and deadly weapons that I think we ought to have in our code. But, you know, we can't even get to those.
Well, poor Don.
But I really, you know, I'm not trying to sound sorry for myself. Right,
well,
now, I just
done,
I don't know what
do,
else to
do. All we can do is report back to them that at this juncture we have made practically no progress, and the reasons for it. We can't just say that and stop. We're going to have to spend a little time with them describing what the nature of these problems and give them an example or two of the very difficult problems we've been dealing with. And I suppose say, well, you know, do you want us to keep working on it, or I don't know.
Well, of course, I feel this. I think that if you're going to have any kind of gun control that's going to be workable, that the recommendation of this President's Commission is a sound one, and they recognize that, and they state that it can't be done on a state-by-state basis, that it's a federal problem.
Of course, it isn't going to be any easier for the feds to do it than the states, is it? I mean, if you were in Congress sitting down writing this statute about what are you going to do about the people that got them now, you'd have exactly the same problems we were thrashing with on Section 4, and exactly the same Fifth Amendment problems, and all these things. Those aren't going to go away. I agree, you solve the problems about the non-resident by doing it on a federal level. But, well, I don't know.
But I don't think that either state or federal you can really effectively get to the question of the guns that are in circulation. I think it's easy to handle the purchase situation.
The new one's coming out.
Right. And if you can limit the scope of what your statute is going to try to do to something like that, then it's easy, or relatively easy, to handle it. But how in the world you're ever going to get to the guns that are already in the hands of people is something else. Particularly the handguns.
And incidentally, the West has the highest incidence of handgun ownership in the United States and the highest incidence of long gun ownership in the United States. The only area it's not the highest is shotguns.
Hmm. Now, the Federal Gun Control Act of 1968 says, in fact, that the sale by the dealer of any firearm to a non-resident is prohibited except when non-residents from a bordering state. And IRS interprets this as requiring affirmative legislation from each state before bordering state purchase can be made. This explains the statute the legislature enacted last session we were talking about earlier. And there that takes care of non-residents, but something else that you might be interested in that Roger dug out of the American Law Quarterly with respect to the California position on this, the Committee of Police Chiefs, Sheriffs, and DAs position paper on firearms, 1969, recommendations approved by the executive committees of the California Peace Officers Association and the District Attorney's Association of California. They say, after careful study, we have concluded that the requirements of mandatory registration of all firearms or the licensing of individuals to possess firearms would constitute a tremendously burdensome administrative task for the state of California and would impose an onerous burden upon a vast number of legitimate law-abiding citizens. We have been unable to discover any evidence which would indicate there is any direct relationship between the registering of firearms or the licensing of gun owners and the reduction in crime committed by the use of firearms. No evidence has been called to our attention which would indicate that either of these two regulatory devices would in any way prevent guns from falling into the hands of persons in the prohibited categories or into the hands of persons not in the prohibited categories who are nonetheless bent upon committing crimes.
I move we adopt the report. That shows how impartial I am, because I don't agree with that.
But it's indicative of what a neighboring state certainly is.
If we spend another day like this, where you and Judge Burton and I go along.
Don, do you have extra copies of this preliminary draft?
No, well, we can make more. We just made a limited number, and I thought about putting a serial number on each one so you could account for all the. I didn't want them floating around willy-nilly. Until there was some action.
Well, I'd like to do some more studying on it between now and next week.
Dave doesn't need a copy.
Dave doesn't need one because he isn't going to read it anyway.
But,
well, here's two.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Good. Can I pick this up? Oh, sure. 15 words.
Do you want to initial this?
Could I get a copy?
We'll license it. Frost.
Do we have any others, Maxine, besides that one?
We have mine.
Yes, well.
No, I don't. I was thinking of something I could mark up.
Well, listen, we'll run off
like
some more copies
on
Sam on
the Fifth Amendment problem.
Is that from the Duke Law Review?
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me the citation of it.
Volume 4, number 4, volume 1969.
What month?
August.
What page?
Why don't you 773. They have another article in the same volume on handguns.
Yeah, well, I can get it at the law library.
You'd rather have the.
Well, I suppose all we can do is report back what a fruitful session we had.
Do you gentlemen want copies of these Massachusetts and New Jersey statutes to look at?
This is the Criminal Law Revision Commission, Subcommittee Number 3, Friday, April 24th, 1970, 9:30 a.m., Room 315, Capitol Building. Today's subject, firearms.